You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is November 11th, 7:40 Central Time. Joining me in studio this morning, some of our friends from Christian Friends of New Americans, Laura Brink, a volunteer with CFNA. Laura, welcome to His Time.
Thank you for having me.
And the Reverend Stanish Stanley with CFNA, Christian Friends of New Americans. Stanish, it's good to have you in studio this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's always a pleasure coming here.
Well, thank you both for coming over to talk about CFNA and your involvement. Let's talk a little bit about how you got involved in CFNA. What got you connected? Why are you interested? And we'll talk a little bit more about what CFNA is. Laura, how did you find out about Christian Friends of New Americans and get involved?
Through my church, Ascension Lutheran in the city, and I was a volunteer driver, taking people to medical appointments. I learned about that need through CFNA, and that's my first way I got involved.
And so how are you involved today? You started off serving as someone just offering a friendly neighborly ride to appointments.
Yes, and now I'm the coordinator of the health and wellness screening, which takes place about 10 times a year, usually the first Saturday of the month. And I help to coordinate the volunteers for that. And then once the clients come to the screening, if needs are identified, we try and make appointments for those people subsequent to the screening. And then I help to coordinate volunteer drivers to take the individuals to their medical appointments.
And Stanish, how did you first find out about Christian Friends of New Americans?
Well, I found out because I was at Concordia Seminary, and my friend Alexandre Vieira, who is also a seminarian from Brazil, kind of took me to CFNA just for a Bible devotion time with the kids in the after-school tutoring program. And that's how I kind of began maybe 3 years ago. And later on, it so happened that I was asked whether I would apply for the after-school tutoring coordinatorship. And so I volunteered my time there, and later on became the coordinator of that particular aspect of CFNA ministry. So it's a surprising development, so to speak, especially led by my friend that brought me into CFNA. And then later on, with home Bible studies and all that, I kind of got more involved with the after-school tutoring thing, the other ministries of CFNA, and became a part of it.
So Christian Friends of New Americans is a way of serving our neighbors who are new to this country, who are new to this community, and welcoming them in a number of ways, whether it's services that helping them through the health screenings or tutoring, other ways. I think furniture as well.
Yes, we have furniture delivery. We also have a little bit of a food delivery also taking place. Home Bible studies is another thing. And then it really started off as a English as second language kind of outreach effort in the early 2000s, and then kind of build on to other aspects of ministry that CFNA has now. So ESL is still there. We also have a small sports program, in the sense we some of our facilitators kind of take some of the kids to places where they could play soccer, for instance. It started off as a soccer thing also, especially as the Bosnians came in. And Pastor Tony Booz was kind of very instrumental in that in the early periods of CFNA, of the early 2000s. But now we have Tim Schrader, people like them, who kind of bring some of our CFNA kids to places like Timothy Lutheran Church, where they kind of gather together and play soccer alongside hearing the Word of God. So everything is done in a very Christian kind of an atmosphere. That's basically the intention behind this, to expose people to the Word of God and probably invite them into a local LCMS congregation.
Is there a story of a family or an individual who has been served by Christian Friends of New Americans that really helps us understand what CFNA is all about?
In fact, I can share two. One is of a family, but of course the individual of the family, and the other of a young boy. This one was something that I shared at our golf benefit, the fundraiser that we had in the month of October. And it is about, to run it really quick because we do not have too much time, this is about Shiva Gurung. She goes to Ascension Lutheran Church, Mrs. Brings, Brings Home Church. And it so happened that she developed stomach pain, landed up in the hospital, especially in the ER room, did not know what to do. And after a lot of coaxing from the doctor, she was told that she had appendicitis and had to be removed. And finally, she ends up getting operated to remove it and get stuck with all these kind of bills that she has to pay. She does not have the proper insurance also to pay them. Our staff member, Richard Lee, Mr. Richard Lee, who is in charge of the home delivery things, and he also works a lot with the Nepali families who are a part of the CFNA network. And so with his help, he gets on the phone, calls up all these collection agencies to tell the problem, to share the issue that she has, and make sure that she can be helped to pay these bills that are there, ends up finally clearing up those bills. But a significant part of that money help also comes from Ascension Lutheran Church. Pastor Matt Clark and the people at good people at Ascension have been very instrumental in doing that too, in helping her out and that family. And as a result, or in fact, even before that, there have been a stream of Gurung families in taking membership at Ascension, have become a part of the family, the larger worshiping community over there. Maybe 20 or even more families are there. So that is one way in which the negotiating some of the systemic issues that the new American is not really aware of is kind of brought into the larger network of help and friendship and service through the CFNA facilitators and people who work with these refugee families. Another example that I could give is of a story of a boy called Saleh Sidey. He's from Ethiopia, and he has been having issues at school. He has repeated his class, and he has been running with a lot of wild issues at school, kind of behavioral issues and all that. He comes to our after-school tutoring program, and Mr. Tim Schrader, whom I pointed out earlier with the sports program, he kind of has almost taken him under his wings. He kind of takes him from his home, takes him to Timothy or wherever there is a sport event kind of taking place, and has been instrumental in kind of trying to mentor that child, because his father is in jail. His mother does not speak great English. He has another brother who also has some issues at school and behavioral problems. But the intention behind that is also to expose him, to kind of nurture him in a very Christian way, and to give him those opportunities at correcting some of his problems, or comforting him and helping him through his issues. It is CFNA's endeavor, and this is what happens with Saleh Sidey. He kind of comes to our after school tutoring program, where he can learn the Word of God, be exposed to it through our devotions and all that. And these are our attempts at reaching out to new Americans, is particularly directed in this way. It's individuals, families, bringing them into the larger Christian network.
Laura, I know that you serve with the organizing the health screenings and rides for those to and from appointments. Are there other services you'd like for us to know about with CFNA?
Yes, we also do the after-school tutoring, like Stanish mentioned, and that happens two times a week. We also have ESL classes on Saturdays. And Stanish also mentioned the furniture delivery program, which is a way to reach out to individuals. There's just a few items that refugees receive when they are placed here in the city. And so getting that help from others is great. And we're able to coordinate that effort and get them those things. There's also the home Bible studies are key to connecting the families to the Word of God, as well as to the congregations. One of CFNA's main objectives is to reach out and be friends to the new Americans with the Word of God, with our services, but ultimately be a bridge to the congregations in our area. And that is our hope, that through the Word of God and through that study, the individuals are making that link. And we are just a bridge, a service, but then they become members of the congregation.
And hear that Word of God, receive the gifts of God on a regular basis.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that all of these services, all of the that we offer, that you offer through Christian Friends of New Americans, take some support. How do you gather support? I know you mentioned the recent golf tournament. How did that go?
Oh, well, it went pretty well. We've been able to kind of raise a good amount of money to to help the various activities of Christian Friends of New Americans. We always work with the help of volunteers and mm-hmm. and with committees and many of our churches have been very instrumental in supporting us. For instance, Webster Gardens, for instance, did a huge serve-in event as a part of their mission activity at the Peace Center, the location from where we work. And in the building, they kind of tiled the floors and everything.
Wow.
And praise be to God and thanks to God for them that they were able to help us out with that. We also had serving events coming in from Christ Memorial, from Abiding Savior. These are big congregations in the suburbs, and they have been very instrumental in supporting us. They also support us financially too, especially Christ Memorial. But there is also the support that we gain from some of our other fundraising events, like the Walkathon, for instance. It's a new thing that mm-hmm. we started in Laclede Groves. This was in the end of May that we did it. It was a good fundraiser event. And something which is coming up on the November 14th is the trivia and bingo night that we will have at Webster Gardens again. So this has been going on for the past 2-3 years at Webster Gardens, if I recollect correctly. And it's a great event. Lots of questions and answers mm-hmm. to be answered, of course, as a part of part of the trivia night. But the larger thing is the fellowship that we mm-hmm. have, from the fellowship of being with new Americans and Americans being together and praising God for the great vision that is laid out in Revelation chapter 7 of every nation and every tribe and everybody coming together to worship the Lamb. So so these are some of the events that we have. Yes, ma'am, you wanted to point out something?
I was just going to add, for our walkathon that's coming up, we had one back in May. We're going to have another one this coming May. It was so successful at Laclede mm-hmm. Groves. We were so thankful mm-hmm. for the opportunity to have Laclede as our host. And it will be May 21st, 2016. So if anyone wants to get that on their calendar now,
very good.
Just so they know about that.
Right about the time is the weather starting to turn nice.
Yes.
And
right.
Get out and enjoy a nice, healthy walk and support Christian Friends of New Americans. Now, the event that's coming up very soon, November 14th. So that's coming up this weekend, right?
That is correct. This weekend, this Saturday. Yes, and you can register yourself by going online at cfna-stl.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to having a full house with lots of participation from a lot of people in the various churches. We also have to mention over here that there are, as I said, it is a coming together of churches who, and as Laura ma'am pointed out, the intention is to get many of these new American friends who are probably not Christian, who may be Hindus or Buddhists, or maybe at least Christian, but not from the Lutheran side of things, to get into our Lutheran churches, to become a part of our Lutheran community here, because they are here, they're going to stay here, and they're going to be Americans. And the best way to probably reach them is through mission agencies like the CFNA, mm-hmm. like the CFNA, who work in a concerted effort to get many of our friends into the local churches. So churches like Concordia Kirkwood have also been very, very helpful in maintaining those links, supporting us financially, and also in doing serving events to keep the activities of CFNA going.
And we've seen a strong connection. I know at Ascension, many new Americans have become a part of that congregation, have heard the gospel there. I remember, was it last year, hearing the story of a large number of baptisms happening at Ascension. What a blessing.
Yes, we have had multiple baptisms, very exciting for our congregation and CFNA as well. There was one day where there was 21 baptisms. Earlier yeah. this spring, we had, actually on Ascension Day, we had about 12 more baptisms and about 13 confirmations,
wow.
which was just very exciting. Mm-hmm. So our Nepali community continues to grow, and we worship probably between 50 and 60 Nepali-speaking individuals every Sunday. So that's very exciting for us.
Absolutely. Well, the 8th annual trivia, bingo, and games and silent auction, the 8th annual trivia night coming up this Saturday, November 14th. Doors open at 5:15 and the festivities begin at 6:30. I have to ask, what is trivia, bingo, games, silent auction? What's your favorite, Stanish? out of all of those?
Well, I like the trivia, but yeah. I'm sure the kids like the bingo because the kids go for the bingo part of things. And the silent auction is also really good. A lot of items to choose from, and a good way to support the ministry of CFNA.
Laura, what's your favorite trivia? Are the bingo and games or the silent auction?
Oh, the trivia and the silent auction are tied for me. It's fun to see what other people have brought in to help us raise money on the auction, but trivia is always exciting. And I might also add, just so people are aware, you can also register both online, as Standish mentioned, but also you can come just that evening and register right then. And there's also free babysitting. So in case individuals were hesitant because of childcare issues, please don't be, because there is free babysitting and we'd love to have you come.
I don't know if we've mentioned the location yet, have we?
Webster Gardens Lutheran Church.
Lutheran Church, Webster Gardens. That's on Watson Road here in St. Louis. And that's coming up this Saturday. I'm glad that you mentioned you included a silent auction in this event, because it's a perfect time of year to get all your Christmas shopping done in one evening, right?
Yes. That is true.
Definitely.
Yes. And hopefully we have all those items out there for you.
Surprise. That's
please come and check out. Yeah, sure.
I won't divulge whether or not I've gotten purchased a number of Christmas presents through silent auctions before, but if my family wants to know what they're getting, just come check out what's at the silent auction, right? So free babysitting, door prizes. Are you still accepting donations for this silent auction?
I don't think so.
That was through November 3rd. Now I'm reading the paper here, and I'm a little too late, huh? What about food that evening?
Italian supper. So Webster Gardens is helping us out with that. So anybody
Wonderful.
Liking Italian food, muscacioli, I believe.
And that's all included in the price. So it's $15 for adults to come, and it's $8 for children, and 5 and under are free.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both for spending some time talking with me this morning about this upcoming event, the 8th Annual Trivia Night, November 14th, 5:15 p.m. is when the doors open at Lutheran Church of Webster Garden, supporting the work of Christian Friends of New Americans. My guest this morning, the Reverend Stanish Stanley. Thanks so much for being my guest here on His Time.
Thank you, sir.
And Laura Brink, volunteer with Christian Friends of New Americans. Laura, thanks for coming in and spending some time talking about CFNA today.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
God's blessings on the event coming up this weekend. Coming up next, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Matt Thompson from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Bismarck, North Dakota. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 25 today, verses 31 through 46. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.